ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो आई फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम एवरीबॉडी फॉर दिस संडे इवनिंग क्लास। इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज एवरीबॉडी हैज अ tight schedule throughout the week and sometimes even on the weekend, but still you make some time, and this 1 hour you have agreed to come and spend with us at ISKCON Boston, we are very grateful, and I am very honored to be here amongst you. So on the order of the authorities, I have been asked to speak today. Today happens to be World Friendship Day. Yes? I don't know, many seem blank. Well, for those who didn't know, it's World Friendship Day. Welcome. So today we're going to speak about something from the Srimad Bhagavatam, talking about friendship and true friendship, two different things. What we find in this world is friendship, so-called friendship. And what we're going to discuss is the true definition of true friendship. Before we start hearing about Krishna, since we are all business oriented, we don't do anything without really getting to know what profit we get out of it, right? So I'll first tell you what is the benefit of hearing about Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a young Brahmin by the name Sringi that he would die in 7 days. Now, what to do in those 7 days? He agreed to go into the bank of the Ganga and surrender his life to a great renunciant, the son of Vyasadev, called as Shukadev Goswami. Now, if we had 7 days of our life, you know, so we know that we're going to die next Sunday. Scary. Welcome to reality. Suppose we are told that we're going to die next Sunday. What's our thought process? What are we going to do in these 7 days? Are we going to go on a world tour? Are we going to transfer all our bank accounts? Where are we going to keep all the money? Are we going to make our will? Are we going to go and eat all the different types of dishes? Meet all our relatives? Hey, I'm just going. So, one last time. You know, flying kiss and embraces and whatever. Maharaj Parikshit had all of this multiplied a zillion times. But he decided to surrender his life at the feet of Sukadev Goswami and said that, please speak about Krishna. Nivritta tarashair upagiya manat bhavau shadashrotra manobhiramat ka uttama shloka gunanu vadat puman virakhyet vina pashupnat. 10.14 Bhagavat. Sukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj are discussing, and Parikshit Maharaj is telling Sukadev Goswami, by hearing about Krishna, unnecessary hankering in this world is lost. Suffering is lost. The only thing that we lose is disappointment. So therefore, who is that person who won't listen about Krishna? Who won't hear about Krishna? Sukadev Goswami also responds. Parikshit Maharaj, at the end of the killing of Aghasur, in the 12th chapter of the 10th canto, when he has heard enough about Krishna, he's still not satisfied. You know? So he says that, I want to hear more. I want to hear about Krishna more. Punyam Krishna Kathamritam. Vayam dhanya tamaloke guropi kshatra bhandava vayam piba muhutvatta punyam krishna kathamrita. He's going to die in 2 more days. This is the 5th day out of the 7 days. And Maharaj Parikshit is saying, I consider myself to be the most fortunate in all of creation. Why? He said, he who gets to associate with a Vaishnav or a devotee of the Lord is fortunate. He who gets to hear Hari Katha from that Vaishnav is more fortunate. And he who gets a chance to hear continuously from that Vaishnava is most fortunate. And O Sukadev Goswami, I am that most fortunate. Now when you have 2 days to die, who on earth would consider themselves most fortunate? Parikshit Maharaj did. And in response, Sukadev Goswami says, Yasyam Vaishunu Manayam Krishne Paramapuruse Bhaktir Utpadhyate Pumsam Shoka Moha Bhayavaha. He says, yes, Maharaj Parikshit, what you're saying is right. By hearing about Krishna, 2 things happen. Now is the fun part. For all those who are attempting to hear about Krishna, these are the 2 advantages. 1, bhaktir utpadhyate. Bhakti is generated in the heart. 2, there is destruction of 3 things in your life. Shoka, moha, bhaya, apaha. Lamentation, illusion and fear. All of us have all 3. There's nobody who can deny that. Till the time you don't have something, everybody has it, only I'm not having it. Let me have it. You hanker. When you have it, you're concerned about how it's going to be, the maintenance. You have a nice, brand new, flashy gadget. Till the time you don't get it, everybody has it, I don't have it. So you're hankering. Once you have it, you're having more anxiety to preserve it. And once you lose it, you lament. Sukadev Goswami says, when you hear about Krishna, bhakti is generated in the heart and there's destruction of all 3. Shoka, moha and maya. Now since we are searching for both, bhakti means happiness. Since we are searching for happiness and we want to get rid of lamentation and fear, therefore there's every reason to hear about Krishna. Today we are going to discuss about a very famous pastime, which people think they know, but most of them don't. Which is the pastime of Krishna and his best friend Sudama. What could be a better occasion than to speak about it? Today is Friendship Day, where people tie friendship bands to people who don't even mean. And just walk in their life for 2 years and then go. And then you tie and say, I'm friends with you. But here is a pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam talking about true friendship. Right? Shukadev Goswami introduces this friend of Krishna. Well, before we start, I have a small request or a disclaimer as you take it. All those who sleep during the class lose the benefit of the hearing. So you get the benefit provided you keep yourself awake. Yes? If you sleep, you're gone. In this relation, I'll tell you a story. Kumbhakarna, who used to sleep a lot, right, in the Ramayana, when Ramchandra killed him, when Ramchandra killed Kumbhakarna, who used to sleep a lot, the goddess of sleep, Nidra Devi, went to Ramachandra and said, "What are you doing? You have devotees world over. I have just one bhakt. Mera to ek hi bhakt hai. I have just one bhakt. You have so many devotees. And the only bhakt, only devotee that I have, you've taken away from me. What do I do now?" Ramchandra says, "Don't worry. Every time my glories are spoken, you will have lots of disciples." So let's ensure that we don't count ourselves among those disciples of Nidra Devi, right? Just like as I was explaining recently, we have two paths. We can choose either of them. One is Bhakti Yoga, and if you're not alert, you get into the second mode, that is Nidra Yoga. So just take care, right? So Sukadev Goswami introduces this character of Sudama. Krishnasya sitsakha kaschit brahmano brahmavittama virakta indriyartheshu prashantatma jitendriya. He says, "Oh Parikshit Maharaj, there's a very great friend of Krishna. Krishnasyasit sakha kaschit. There's a sakha or friend of Krishna. How is he? Brahmano brahmavittama. He's born a Brahmin and he's brahmavittama. He's filled with all Brahminical qualities. He knows God. He's very humble. He's pure. He's gentle. He's very noble. Right? Not like the so-called caste Brahmins these days. Are you a Brahmin? Yes. Do you eat meat? Yes. Do you smoke? Yes. Do you do these things? Yes. Do you do bhakti? What is that?" There was one person who shamelessly told me, "I'm a Brahmin. See, I mean, Brahmin shouldn't eat meat. So what I do is, the Brahminical thread, I remove it, I put it onto a nail, then I eat meat. And then once I'm done, I come and put it back. So when I'm having the thread, I don't eat meat." You always have something to boast about, even if you're in the dustbin, right? People fall from their level and stuff. Anyway, so Sukadev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj, this Sudama, who's born a Brahmin, is brahmavittama. He's knowledgeable. And how is he? Virakta indriyarteshu prashantatma jitendriya. All his senses work according to his will. For us, we work according to the sense will. The mind says, "Go there." The eyes say, "Look at that." The ears say, "You must listen to that." "Oh, okay, I'll listen." The stomach says, "I want my food." But for him, Jitendriya, he was not controlled by the senses, he controlled the senses. And therefore, Prashantati, he was very peaceful. Although he was very poor, monetarily, he is never defined as Daridra or poor. Now when we define or we speak about Sudama, we always say, "Oh, there was a poor friend of Krishna." Sudama is never described as poverty stricken by Sukadeva Goswami. Why? Because he was Prashantatma. What is the greatest wealth one can possess? Peace of mind, right? He had it. While his wife, now he introduces her. Pativrata patim praha mlayata vadanena va daridra sidamana vai vepamana vigamyacha. Daridra. Now he says she was poor. Why? Because she was always worried. Where will I get the money from? Where will I get the food from? What are we going to do? But was it because she was greedy? Nah. Pativrata. She was not considered about, she wasn't worried about herself. She was worried about the fact that my husband, my children haven't eaten. There's 6 days that nothing has been cooked at our place. Therefore, I'm really worried. So you see this contrast. Sudama, who didn't have anything, he's happy. While his wife also doesn't have, but she's restless. Why? Pativrata. She's not worried about herself. She's worried about her husband. So now naturally, as there's always discussion between husband and wife as far as the household is concerned, the wife actually tells Sudama, "I remember you always telling me that you had a friend who studied with you when you were young." Sudama said, "Whom are you talking about?" "I'm talking about Dwarkadish Sri Krishna. He was your friend and now he's become the king. He's the king of Dwarka. Why don't you go and approach him? Why don't you go and ask him?" And how does she tell, what does she tell about Krishna to Sudama? She says, Shriyampati. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi serves his lotus feet. So how rich he'll be? He's Lakshmikant, Vishnu. Go and ask him. Your friend, right? Go and ask him. Sudama starts thinking, what type of friendship is this? I go and ask, give me this, give me this, give me this. Wherever you ask, there is no relation. People come to the temple. God, give me this, God, give me this, God, give me this. They come to give, not to ask, not to give. They get their big list. Forget about what I can give Krishna. Krishna, who is giving me so much, continue giving. Keep blessing me. And in our definition, Krishna's blessing means, give me my daily bread. Keep giving me whatever I want. Not what's good for me. Whatever I want. You have to supply. We miss the point whether we are servants of God or whether God is our servant. Sudama wasn't like that. Pure, unalloyed, uninterrupted, unconditional, selfless love for Krishna. He's my friend. The only relation I have is friendship. And friendship means give and take. Correct. Now, if I take, what can I give him? I'm a beggar. I can't give him anything. But then in the mind, he starts thinking. My wife tells me to go and ask him. But, ayam hi paramo labho uttama shloka darshana. According to me, what is the greatest wealth? Seeing Krishna face to face. Let me do that. She's telling me to go and meet Krishna, to go and ask for wealth. Whether I ask or no, let me go and meet him at least. Whether I go and ask something in return, let me just re-establish that relationship with Krishna. On that note, Sudama thinks, okay, he now decides. Now let me go and meet Krishna. Whenever you go to meet your spiritual master or guru, whenever you go to meet the king, whenever you go to meet a friend, whenever you go to meet any well-wisher, right? You always take something. You never go empty-handed. Yes, and whenever you go to meet God, you never go empty-handed. In Vedic tradition, you're always taught, even when you come to the temple, take some fruits. Don't think that the temple authorities have told me to say this, huh, so that you all get something for the temple. I'm just saying as part of the class. Right? So whenever you go to these places, as part of etiquette, you carry something. Now how about Sudama? For Sudama, Krishna was everything. His guru, his friend, the king, the well-wisher, and God himself. He said, what can I take for him? My dear wife, Sushila, was the name of Sudama's wife. Dear Sushila, please go and see if there is something in our house which I can go and give Krishna. Some fruits, some vegetables, something. Wife is saying, what are you talking? You're talking as if you don't know what's there here. I'm telling you to go because there's nothing. For over a week, we have not cooked anything. Children are crying out of hunger. They are not even able to sleep at night. Suffering out of extreme hunger and thirst. Therefore, you should go. Sudama says, but I cannot go empty-handed. I have to take something with me. What do I do? The Pativrata Sushila goes to the neighborhood, begs whatever is there. This tradition of begging is called as Madhukari. In Vedic tradition, Madhu means honey and Kara means to do. Who makes honey? It's the honeybee. And how does the honeybee do it? Hopping from one flower to the other. That's the principle. Not too much from any house. You go house to house and you collect whatever comes naturally. Alms. You don't threaten them on gunpoint. You ask them whatever comes naturally. That is Madhukari. So she went around and she got some flat rice or puffed rice as they call it. Right? Uncooked, unpolished, and old. Something that even animals won't eat. Nowadays, animals are also very choosy and they have their class. You give something to a dog or a cow, comes close. They're very classy. Come on. Even animals won't take. So, they got some really, you know, uncooked, unpolished, old flat rice. And she tied it in a torn piece of cloth, old, because they didn't even have money for proper clothing. The content, old. The thing to hold, old, torn. has no qualities. Forget about class, nothing. Well, this is a reminder from Krishna, from Dwaraka, that let's switch off or at least put our phones on silent. Krishna plays the flute even now, so it's just playing through different phones. So he got it. He tied it into a torn piece of cloth, put it onto his waist and started walking. How to go? Where to go? Will he be able to reach there? No idea. He starts asking people, hey, where's this place? Where's Dwaraka? Hey, go like this. Go like that. One person mocked. He said, who has to go? He said, I have to go. You won't even reach there. He was so skinny. Dhamani santatam. It is described that even the veins in his body were seen visibly. Skinny. You just push and he'll fall down. And such a person was walking towards Dwaraka. He starts walking. And what was his intention? Asking money? Ayam hi paramo labho uttama shloka darshan. Simply to see Krishna, that's all. Let me see my friend. Let me see how he is. Whether he recognizes me, whether he forgets me, whether he abuses me, whether he rebukes me, whether I am able to give this flatteries, whether I am able to ask him, secondary. Just go and see him. We have, all of us have this opportunity. Wherever we are staying, there are so many temples where we have beautiful deities. And the deities are non-different from Krishna. So all of us, we don't have to walk like Sudama did to Dwaraka. But we can just walk to the temple and have the greatest benefit. Ayam hi paramo labho uttama shloka darshan. Simply seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. Sudama starts walking in a helpless way. After 21 days of tired struggle, he crosses three gateways. He crosses three main entrances. He starts looking. There's a paradigm shift. Somebody who's been living in the hut, has not been having good food, has not been having clothes, is now entering Dwaraka. Very opulent. Krishna has two qualities. One is Mukta and one is Sarvajna. Mukta means the sweetness that he displays in Vrindavan. Can somebody give me examples of Krishna's sweetness in Vrindavan? Stealing butter, lying, eating dirt. Yes? Eating dirt and actually then lying that I didn't eat dirt. This is all Mukta. Why does he do that? Simply to give pleasure to his devotees. Prema Vashyata. Just to give pleasure to his devotees. Krishna is such a personality, he never sees what you give. He sees how you give whatever you give. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmana. Krishna says in the 9th chapter, the 26th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, patram, some leaf, pushpam, some flower, phalam, fruit, and toyam, some water. Anybody who offers even this, with love I accept it. Why? Because he is not looking for the commodity. He is looking for the love behind that commodity. One time Krishna went to the house of Vidura. And Krishna had an invitation from Duryodhan in the Mahabharata. Big feast. But Krishna opted to go to Vidura's place. He went there and Vidura's wife Vidurani was so mesmerized by Krishna's presence. She didn't know what to do. She was looking at Krishna and everything was just going topsy-turvy. Imagine there's a bell that is rung at your place and you open and there's some big person whom you always admire. I won't take names because it's relative. Somebody whom you admire just walks up to your door and you just jaws drop, the eyes pop out and you don't know what you're wearing, how you're going, what you're going to give. That was Vidurani's condition. She was looking at Krishna, the eyes were looking at Krishna, the hands and legs were going haywire. She picked up, you know, half a dozen banana, said, I'll give it to Krishna. The hands are shivering. She's peeling the banana, throwing the banana, giving the peel. And she continues. She doesn't realize. She doesn't even look at the banana and the peel. throwing the banana, giving the peel. Because her attention was so much under the eyes of Krishna. This attraction for Krishna is the root of all success. The gopis have this. Rurudam Suswaram Rajan Krishna Darshana Lalasa. The gopis cried and sang the Gopi Gita. Why? Krishna Darshana Lalasa. Desiring and hankering just to see Krishna. That's all. The same thing that Sudama is expressing here. I am he paramo labho uttama shloka darshanam. That's all. So Krishna is sitting in front of Vidurani and Vidurani is giving one after the other. She is throwing the banana and giving the peel. And Krishna is chewing that peel. Ecstasy. And when this interaction is happening, you have Vidura who knocks in. Vidura comes in and says, what are you doing? Krishna comes to our place and forget giving bananas, you're giving the peel. Krishna looks at Vidura and he says, you notice the banana even before you notice me. Krishna expressed in that pastime, whatever you give, if there is love in that, Krishna accepts. Murkho vadati vishnaya, dhiro vadati vishnave, ubhayostu samam punyam bhavagrahi janardana. A Sanskrit scholar might say Vishnave Namaha. Somebody who doesn't know will say Vishnaya Namaha. Krishna gives equal benefit to both because the intent is to say Vishnu. Sometimes the caste Brahmins, especially in South India, they're too particular. If you don't say it this way, you lose everything. Krishna is a sweetheart. He sees how you're giving it. So in that, with that intention, Sudama carries this flat rice. Says, Krishna promised. You know, he's bhavagrahi. Even if it doesn't have quality and class, Krishna will still take it. He starts walking, and the first gate, he stopped by the security. Who are you? Sudama, Dwarkadish, friend. Why? Yes, this expression that all of you are giving, the same expression. All of you all have the same expression. Nobody could take it. The first person just brushed it away, thinking that he's joking. The second security was mocking him. What? What do you say? You're Krishna's friend? Krishna's friend? And the third was like, if this guy starts, you know, he's, I think, drunk. It's like one of those people who just knock in, you know. With plastic bags around their ear. It's one of those guys. Just ignore. The fourth said, I'm going to bash him to death. He's lying. The fifth said, let me just consider. Let me go and talk to Krishna. Let me see. He was a little level-headed. Let me go and ask him if there is some truth. I don't know. I can go and ask him. Since there are a lot of Indians here, I'll quote a verse which comes from one of the acharyas. Of course, you know, I beg pardon from the Westerners, you won't be understanding that, but I'll still give the translation after it. So the security, he went and told Krishna, Shesha jagana pagata nape, kaha se ai basa ekahi gama, doti phati si lati dupati arupayo upanahi ki nahi sama, dwar khado dij durbala deki rahu abitara katehi tama, puchata dina dayalaka dama, patavata apono nama sudama. Shishirada Gopi Vallabhaki. So which actually meant, he went in front of Krishna and he said, there's somebody standing outside. And the only question the whole town is asking is, who is he and from where he has come and why? And how is he looking? Dhoti phatisi, you know, his kurta and his dhoti are just torn pieces. It seems as if he has just put some torn pieces together. And there are veins all over his body. He's skinny, hunched back. Very weak. And all of his life is dependent and supported on a stick. Somebody pushes him, he will fall down. And when we ask him who he is, he identifies himself as somebody called Sudama. Krishna was sitting with Rukmini on a very beautiful silk-covered bed. As soon as Krishna heard this, Sudama, he started looking. the distance. And when he saw there was an old Brahmin, poor, you know, supported on a stick, Krishna ran. Krishna was wearing a crown. Krishna had beautiful slippers. Krishna was having a beautiful cloth over his arm. Everything fell apart. He ran. Krishna ran all the way. Why? Just to meet his friend. Just like we said, I am hi paramo labho uttama shloka darshanam. Krishna had the same feeling. All that I want is to go and see whether it is Sudama. I want to just go and see him. Krishna meets Sudama and embraces him tight. He embraces him and he bathes him with his tears. And literally they are murmuring into each other's ears, where were you? Where were you? How long? Such a tight embrace that both quickly left. Sudama left because he felt that his body was so hard and skinny that it will hurt Krishna's body. And Krishna left thinking, this guy is so skinny, if I embrace him more, he will die. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shantim rachati. He says, from me comes everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam bhuda bhava samanvitam. Even the Bhagavatam starts with janmadyasya yatonvayaditaratascharatheshu abhijnyaswara. All of these verses are just describing how opulent Krishna is. How he is the source of everything. From him comes everything. Aham adishcha madhyamcha bhutanam anta evacha. I am the beginning, the middle and the end, O Arjuna. And such a person who is the lord of everything, he sleeps on the milk ocean. Shantakaram bhujakashayanam padmanabham suresham. Such a person, such an opulent person is going for what? To meet his friend. Yes, to meet his friend. Sometimes people think God is a very evil person who punishes you and burns you forever. No. No. God is like a father. He has flip sides. The father corrects, is heavy on the child. Why? Only so that the child rectifies. So that the child grows. But at the same time, the father doesn't do anything wrong for the child. He's an eternal well-wisher. Krishna went and met Sudama, caught his hand, got him into the palace. When he was getting him into the palace, all the ministers stood up. What's happening? What's happening? Why? Who is this? And why is Krishna, the king, getting this beggar inside? Everybody's whispering, you know, the tendency of gossiping, it's there. It's age old. Hey, who's this? You know? No, even I don't. What's Krishna takes Sudama inside, seats him onto his own throne, looks at his lotus feet. And when he looks at Sudama's lotus feet, Sudama didn't have slippers. He's walking all the way just to meet Krishna. There are thorns on his soul. It's bleeding. Stones, sharp grass, they've just spoiled his feet. And when Krishna looks at the bottom of Sudama's feet, he thinks, people say that I have lotus feet and my devotee is suffering like this. I cannot take it. Krishna starts removing the thorn with his hands? Nah, with his teeth. Who can do that? Who can do that? You and I? No. We have our prestige, you see. We think we are big people. At least I think. I'm sorry for y'all. At least I think. And Krishna, who's actually the Supreme Lord. Matta parataram nanyat kinjidasti dhananjaya. Krishna says, there's no truth superior to me. And he, with his teeth, he's removing the thorns from the lotus feet of Sudama. Then he bathes, he gives a charanamrit abhishek to the lotus feet of Sudama with his tears, which were more sacred and more purifying than the Ganga. Sudama is embarrassed because he's a humble devotee. He's looking, what is the Lord doing? Why is he doing this? Krishna takes a humble position always to serve his devotees. This is bhakti. Bhakti is a competition to selflessly serve one another. When Mahaprabhu was asked, who are you? What is your identification? He said, Kintu Pradhyan Nikhila Paramananda Purnamratabdher Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Anudas. He said, I am neither Brahmachari nor Grihastha nor Vanaprastha nor Sannyasi. None of the ashrams. Neither a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. None of them. No Varna. I have just one identification. I am simply the servant of my devotees. The devotees think they are my servant and I am their servant. Look at Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is becoming a driver, an insignificant sarathi to Arjuna's chariot. Now think, during that time, during the Kurukshetra battle, it was so noisy, the field was so noisy. How do you think the person used to signal to his driver to move right or left? They used to kick on the back of the driver. If you have to turn right, they kick on the right shoulder. You have to turn left, they kick on the left shoulder. Krishna is taking that humble position of being kicked by Arjuna. Why? Pleasure. Arjuna thinks he gets pleasure by serving me, I get pleasure by serving him. In this way, Krishna was serving Sudama, not just Krishna. Kuchailam malinam kshamam dvija dhamani santatam devi paryachara saksha chamara pyajanena vai. Not just Krishna, but Rukmini and Satyabhama. On either sides, they are using the peacock feather, the chamara. Somebody is coming and giving betel nut. Somebody is giving something else, some sweets. And it is described. Sudama felt as if he is there in Vaikuntha. Vishnu bhi samne, Lakshmi bhi samne. You have Vishnu also and Lakshmi also. And the Lakshmis, who actually massage and serve the Lord, they are fanning Sudama, who is bereft of Lakshmi. He who has no Lakshmi, to that person Lakshmi is coming and fanning. Why? Because he was surrendered to Krishna. Prabhupada used to say, don't do Lakshmi puja to reach Lakshmi. Instead, worship Narayan. Because Lakshmi is a chaste wife. Wherever the husband goes, the wife will come. So serve Narayan, Narayan will come, Lakshmi will come automatically. One reporter asked Prabhupada, you're just chanting Hare Krishna, how is your temple so opulent? Prabhupada said the same thing. He said, we worship Krishna and Krishna's concept is Lakshmi. Wherever the husband comes, the Lakshmi, the concept follows. Simple, simple logic. Prabhupada made it so simple. Well, it works. It works. You have to work as well and then you have to surrender to Krishna. So Sudama was being, you know, treated and served like this and they started discussing. Sudama, how are you? You remember those days that we were at Sandipani Muni's ashram? And then they started narrating a big history, which the time doesn't let me. But anyway, so they start discussing about Sandipani Muni's ashram. One time in Sandipani Muni's ashram, Sandipani Muni, the teacher, had given an assignment that all of them have to learn a verse and recite the next day. So they asked, Sandipani Muni asked Sudama, have you learned the verse? Sudama as a child got up and said, I learned but I forgot. Now he asked Krishna, have you learned? Do you remember? Krishna, who actually recited over 600 verses in the Bhagavad Gita, from him comes everything. Yes. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaham samatitani vartamani cha Arjuna bhutani cha bhavishyani mantu vedana kaschana. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvai rahameva vedyo vedanta kritveda viteva chaham. 15:15 Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, from me comes all Vedic knowledge. I am the compiler, I am the knower of all the scriptures. And such a person, he got up and he said, don't remember. Why? He really didn't remember? No. He thought, if I said I remember and I narrate or I recite that verse, my friend will get punished. Let's get punished together. And then there's the famous story where they were sent for the forest firewood and then they come back. And then so they discuss all that. And then Krishna pops the question. After that, when you went home, did you get married? Do you have children? How are you doing? Because Sudama already saw what Krishna is doing. You know, he's Dwarkadish and he has 16,108 wives and palaces and so opulent. Krishna donated over 11,000 cows every single day. All gold-plated horns and silver and things like that. So he was very rich. I mean, he was rich. So Sudama started saying, yes, I'm married and I have children, and he starts discussing. And then Krishna pops the question. You remember Sudama? Guru Mata had given both of us some flat rice. Some for you, some for me. And you remember? You were very hungry that day and you ate my share. You remember? Sudama put his head down and said, how can I forget that? You never forget the most embarrassing situations in life, right? And seeing that, Krishna immediately pops the next question. Did you get something for me? Any gift? We're meeting after such a long time. Did you get something for me? Sudama is saying, now what do I tell him? Seeing the things that he has in his palace, I feel ashamed. Two reasons. One, how can I give him this? He will not accept. People will laugh at me because I'm offering. Second, if I give and he accepts, people will laugh at him. What type of friend he has? So either way, I'm not going to give. Sudama, because he's a genuine Brahmana, as soon as Krishna asked, he started hiding. You know? Krishna immediately put his long arm and picked it up. He does that often. Even in Gaur Leela, in Shuklambar Brahmachari's pastime, similar case. Gauranga Mahaprabhu put his hand into uncooked, unpolished rice and he ate all of that and said it's nectarian. He did the same thing. He picked it up, opened it. Most of that was just falling off because it was a torn piece of cloth. He started eating all of that. He put one fist completely into his mouth. And the time he was putting the second, Rukmini Devi comes and stops. She says, what are you doing? I thought you said, you know, you yayatham mam prapadhyante tamstata eva bhajamyaham. As you approach me, I will approach you. He ate one fist. Now why are you eating the second? Are you going to make him more, you know, you're going to make him more wealthier than Kubera? What's your plan? Well, Sudama was in ecstasy, so he was not listening to all this. He was like, Krishna is taking my offering. Everybody was in a different mood. Sudama was in a mood of shock. How is Krishna taking? Krishna was in a mood of ecstasy, my friend. The ministers in the court were in, you know, there was like silence. What's happening? They all discussed. Krishna enjoyed the meal. That night, Krishna slept down as Sudama always sleeps. And Sudama slept on Krishna's bed as Krishna sleeps. And next morning, because Sudama didn't want to embarrass Krishna further, he left. He told Krishna, I'll take your leave. I have a long walk to go. It was fantastic talking to you. And he was like literally crying. In fact, when he was saying, throat choking, and he couldn't see Krishna because the tears were streaming and they were blocking his vision. Nayanam galadashru daraya vadanam gadgadaruddaya gira pulakair vichitam vapu kadatava nama grahane bhavishyati. Ecstatic symptoms. Sudama was literally so happy and he starts walking back. Krishna starts walking with Sudama. Hand in hand. Sometimes his hand around Sudama's shoulder. And he takes him up to the boundary of the kingdom. Some ministers asked, dear Krishna, if you like Sudama so much, why didn't you take him on to your chariot? You have so many chariots, why do you make him walk? Krishna smiles and he says, such a great Vaishnava rarely comes into my palace. If I take him onto the chariot, I lose the opportunity of sprinkling my palace with the holy foot dust from his lotus feet. Such a Brahmana, such a great Vaishnava. I never find such people. My friend, my Sakha. Krishna was so attached to Sudama. And Sudama starts walking. Sudama is looking back, Krishna is looking ahead. There's union and separation. And as Sudama starts walking back, what is he thinking? What is he thinking? Sudama is thinking of the fact that I'm so fortunate. What a beautiful friend I have. He's king and I'm a beggar. I'm poor. He says, Kwaham daridra papiyan. Who am I? Kwa aham daridra papiyan. I am poor and I'm sinful. Kwa Krishna Shriniketana. And who is Krishna? He's the Lord of Lakshmi. But he took me on equal status. Who does that? People, mundane, materialistic friends in this world also don't do it. Because we think too much of ourselves. Prabhupada coined a word called as puffed up. It's interesting. Puffed up meaning the difference between what you think you are and what in reality you are. And for most of us, it's a big layer. Krishna just needs a needle to deflate us. He doesn't do it. For Sudama, he was genuinely humble. He was meeting Krishna. And such devotees, they conquer Krishna. Vyadasya charanam dhruvasya chavayor vidhya gajendrasya ka kubjaya kimu nama rupam adikam kim sudamno taddhanam vamsha kim vidurasya yadava pater ughrasya ka paurusham bhaktim tushyati kevalam nacha gunair bhaktim priyam madhava. Rupa Goswami writes in this Padyavali. He says Krishna only understands love or bhakti. If Krishna had to see age, how did Prahlad and Dhruva get his mercy? If Krishna sees our intellect and our knowledge, how did Gajendra the elephant get Krishna? If Krishna sees our beauty, how did Kubja, the hunched back woman in Mathura, get Krishna's mercy? And if Krishna sees wealth, how did Sudama get Krishna's mercy? If Krishna sees our aristocratic birth, how did Vidura, who was a son of a maidservant, get Krishna's mercy? Bhaktim tushyati kevalam nacha gunair. Krishna can be conquered only by bhakti, not by our qualities. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyaschasmi tattvatah. Krishna says the only way to understand me and conquer me is bhakti. When you ask Krishna material things, I want a car, I want a bungalow, I want a mansion at Beverly Hills, and I want this, I want that. Krishna will give all of that. Tathastu. Yes. Why? Because for all of that, you have to run behind Krishna. Okay. But as soon as you ask him bhakti, he will think twice. Because as soon as he gives it to you, he has to run behind you. It's like the key to control him. Nothing else conquers Krishna. Nothing else. Nothing else. And this bhakti that we are talking about is what we say we get simply by hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyam vai shrunu manayam krishne parama puruṣe bhaktir utpadhyate pumsam shokamoha bhayat. This bhakti, which we call to be very, very rare, you know, very, very, it's priceless. That bhakti is obtained in the heart simply by hearing about Krishna. Simply by hearing. By hearing, we get everything. Hearing about Krishna attentively without sleeping, we get everything. So Sudama starts walking back. And as he's getting closer to his house, he said, wait a minute. Am I getting lost to my own house? I mean, where's my hut? Where's all those poverty-stricken streets? Now he starts seeing gardens. He starts seeing bumblebees everywhere. He starts seeing peacocks. He starts seeing cuckoos. We get baffled by seeing a monkey in our bedroom. Imagine you open a door and there's a monkey looking at you. Now, I get confused whether that's the mirror or no. We get baffled and look at Sudama. He's walking all the way back. He said, wait a minute. Too much in ecstasy. Did I forget the way to my own house? He starts seeing ivory. He starts seeing gold. He starts seeing big, big gardens. Security guards. Big, big gates. Apsaras like, you know, Apsara like damsels, very beautiful around. It's like, I don't belong here. Not does this belong to me. What is this? Who is this? Is Indra trying to do some illusion to me? No, you won't do that to me because I am not doing any tapasya. I'm just a beggar. And all that is happening, all the security guards are coming and they're bowing down before him. The women are coming. They're performing aarti, incense stick, ghee lamp. Kumkum. And one very beautiful lady comes. She bows down to Sudama. And she identifies herself as Sudama. Looks close. It seems familiar to me. That's my wife. What's happening? She embraced Sudama in her heart, held Sudama's hand and took him inside. Said, "We are successful. It actually worked." Sudama starts thinking in his mind, "My wife thinks I actually spoke to Krishna about it." The fact is, Sudama walked all the way back and forth, and on purpose, he didn't even speak about his daridrata, about his poverty. Never. He just went. Why? Uttama shloka darshanam. Simply to see Krishna, that's all, nothing else. I saw Krishna, I've got the greatest treasure. Prashantatma jitendra. Satisfied. Now he walks inside and he starts seeing everything. His wife shows him, "This is our bedroom. This is our, this room, that room. These are our servants." Sudama is he's like hallucinating. And then he comes back to senses. And everybody tells him that this is actually your place. Please enjoy, this is meant for you. And Sudama in his heart, he realizes the only qualification he had is the desire to see Krishna. Not even seeing Krishna. The desire to see Krishna got him so much. So by worshipping Krishna, everything material and spiritual we get. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushapparam. Whether we desire moksha, or we have no desires, or we have a lot of desires, let us simply worship Krishna in pure bhakti. We get everything. Let us just, you know, there's no stoppage. You know, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. This Bhakti Yoga is all that is needed. Ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Uninterrupted, unconditional, unmotivated, selfless, loving devotional service. This is bhakti. Not what passes off today as 21 rupees or $21 and you ask for 21 years of interest. That's not bhakti. Bhakti means selfless service. Krishna serving the devotee, devotee serving Krishna. Competition. And then Sudama lives peacefully in that life. Enjoys that life, keeping Krishna in his heart, and goes back home, back to Godhead. At the end of this pastime, Shukadeva Goswami, he says, Etad brahmanya devasya shrutva brahmanyatam narah labda bhavo bhagavati karma bandati muchate. He says, the Lord always shows Brahmana special favor. Anyone who hears this account of the Supreme Lord's kindness to Brahmanas will come to develop pure love for the Lord and thus become free from all bondage of material work. So that's the phalashruti, that's the benefit. So I thank all of you for giving this submissive, patient oral reception. And on the day of World Friendship Day, what can be a better way to celebrate friendship than speak about Krishna and Sudama in this immortal pastime? Dwarkadish Bhagavan ki,
yeah.
Krishna Sudama Leela ki,
yeah.
And the person who actually got all of this from Sanskrit to English for saving the whole of humanity, starting from the Western world, Patita Pavan Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Since we have many senior Vaishnavas here, if there's any questions. I won't be able to handle their questions, but if any suggestions or comments or anything that I could. Yes, Prabhu.
That story of Sudama and Krishna reminded me of the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciple, I forget the disciple's name, showed up dirty, filthy. Lord Chaitanya embraced him as a friend.
Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami comes in a covered by an old torn shawl, and he's like having a lot of hair and itches on his body, and Mahaprabhu comes and embraces him. "You come here." He says, "No, I'm having itches all over my body." He says, "Come." And he used to embrace him every time, and the itches never went. Sanatan Goswami was thinking, Mahaprabhu embraced me, I mean, the Ichus should go. Mahaprabhu whispered and told him, if the Ichus went, I won't have an incentive to hug you again and again. I kept it like that so that I can embrace you over and over again. Yes, thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Any more questions or comments? We exactly have a minute. Yes, Prabhu.
Thinking about the mercy of Krishna, I heard a story the other day. There was another older devotee said this. And Nanda Maharaj and Krishna were on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And they were giving alms to all the different personalities that came there, but they all had to have a copper container.